CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black is the website that Bob Zimmerman keeps. And we're headed from the surface of the planet Earth, where Boca Chica is preparing a trip to Mars, for a manned trip to Mars, to the brave little robot on the surface of Mars, Ingenuity. Ingenuity can fly and continues to provide entertainment and also, I believe, exceed the expectations. Bob, a very good evening to you again. Ingenuity, has it exceeded, like Opportunity and Spirit, its expectations? This is number flight number six.
Well, this was going to be, John, the first operational flight acting as a scout for Perseverance. It was going to be the first flight where it took off. Well, maybe not the first flight. I have to take that back. But its plan was it was going to take off and land in a spot it had not been to before. And it's basically leapfrogging with Perseverance, moving ahead and taking pictures of the terrain and then landing. And the plan was, of course, to fly farther than it had flown before. It was going to fly to an altitude of about 30 feet, fly about 500 feet to the southwest, at a speed of about 9 miles per hour. It was going to take some, it was going to also slide slightly to the side, and along the way it was going to take a lot of pictures. And that sixth flight, though, or late last week, had issues. For the first time, they did not perform exactly as expected in a flight. About 150 feet into the flight, it appears that it takes pictures very quickly at a very fast pace and then uses the data from those pictures to kind of figure things out in connection with the moment, the timing of the pictures. And it appears one picture dropped out of the sequence, and so the timing wasn't matching the pictures, and the Ingenuity got confused and started to isolate from side to side as it struggled to get to its planned landing site. Once it got reasonably close in the air, they dropped using those images, and so the oscillation side to side stopped. It could look to the ground. It could just use its systems to look avoidance collision systems, and it just came down and landed. And it ended up landing only 16 feet from its original planned landing spot. But there was an issue here, and they now have to go over all the data and try to figure out what was the issue and fix it. The important thing to remember here is that this is still an engineering test vehicle. Even if it's doing operational testing for Perseverance, that was not the priority of the mission. The mission was priority was engineering. And the data they're going to get from this will help them tweak the software significantly to prevent further problems. And we should also note that even though there was a problem, they had put in enough corrective elements in that software to make it work. I'll tell you also that this past weekend when I was out in the remote countryside, we were using drones to look for cave entrances, and I was really amazed how comparable Ingenuity really is to sophisticated drones here on Earth. They just really redesigned it to fit the Martians.
Bob, do I remember that Ingenuity is said to have a date stamp, and then they'll and then it won't work anymore? That's what I'm trying to remember.
No. What you're remembering correctly, but it's not exactly what you think. What you're remembering is the original idea was a 30-day test program.
That's right.
To test it to engineering-wise. But that's passed, and they made the decision to use it operationally since it still functions. And as long as it works, they'll keep using it. As long as it hasn't crashed and can work, they're going to keep trying to do operational missions. It takes a lower priority now. It will only be flying maybe once every few weeks. They won't fly it until Perseverance thinks it needs it to fly to do scouting, and then it will do it. And so eventually something might go wrong, and it's an engineering test vehicle, so it could crash, and at that point it's done. But they're going to keep using it as long as they can.
Bob, I want to go to the surface of Mars. I understand you have a beautiful spiral galaxy, but I want to go to the surface of Mars because you come up with these pictures that are very hard to interpret. This one is a crater near the non-face on Mars. What am I looking at, Bob? What is odd about this?
Well, okay, first, so everyone understands, when I say the non-face on Mars, I'm referring to the famous non-face on Mars that was first imaged by Viking, one of the Viking craft back in the 70s, that the shadows made it look like a face. And the UFO community went nuts. Hollywood went nuts over that. And, of course, we've taken numerous pictures now of it since. It's just a mesa. So this picture of this crater you're looking at is very close to the non-face on Mars. It's just a few miles south of it. And what's interesting about this picture, John, is the glacial features in it. We're looking down at the southern rim of the crater in the image and looking at the floor of the crater moving to the north. And there's a color strip in the middle. And so to the south, which is the polar-facing part of the crater, meaning the colder part of the crater, since this is the northern hemisphere, the colors are bluish, which suggests icy material.
Right.
And as you move to the northern part of the crater, which would be south-facing, warmer in a northern climate, it becomes tannish colors, which indicates dust and dirt. And so that just indicates there is ice in the colder, shadowed regions of this crater. It may be buried, but it's there, and it's showing erosion. It's going away slowly. You can see that's by the cracks and the holes. And so that was interesting. I said, well, this is also really close to the non-face. And so let's look back at the non-face again. And if you look at the non-face, you're actually now looking at it with high-resolution images. The colors indicate the same thing, dust on the top, and maybe ice along the slopes. And some of the ice, the features on the slopes resemble the kind of the craters you see on mountain slopes at Glacier National Park.
Bob Zimmerman, looking at the beautiful faces of Mars. Mars is a beautiful planet that will someday be fully explored. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Basham.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.